Well, we're, after watching the Denver game last couple of days, really pretty impressive the way Miami played on Sunday. And I think that's really what we have to be ready for. I thought that they had a real dominant performance in the kicking game, block kick, onside kick, covered punts. Very well, return punts well, cover the kickoffs well, return kickoffs. So they're very strong in that phase. Obviously, three interceptions, one for a touchdown, one for 14 on third down. Strong defensive performance offensively. Ran the ball well, threw it. Had good balance. Scored 30, whatever it is, 30 some points. So strong effort, and we're going to have to start all over again here. We can't pick up from where we left off. That just isn't – it's not where we are. It's not what we're going to do. We just need to start all over again and have a good week, be ready to go here Monday night. It's a good football team. They have a lot of talent. And it's 11-point – it's an 11-point game in the fourth quarter, and they had the ball. So, thought the game in – the first game is really a lot closer than the score – indicated, although the score was tight there in the fourth quarter until we made the stop on downs and got the touchdown from on that last series. But good team, play hard, tough, explosive, got a lot of big play players in all three phases of the game. That's a big challenge for us.
Start all over. Does that mean most of what you're looking at is the game you played against the Dolphins and last week's
game? No. Well, yeah, sure. We'll take part of that into consideration, but the overall balance of the season, it was different quarterback that we played. Drake. I mean, we'll see where they are with Williams, but Drake for sure carried a mail last week and did a great job of it. So, I think we have to be ready for their overall. What they've done in the last few weeks, not just in one game, and make sure that we're aware of all those things and we're ready for them. We're not just gonna, they're not just gonna run what they ran against us 2 weeks ago. We'll see other things besides that, but it'll probably be things that they've also shown at some other point in the season that if we're really on it, we'll be ready for them.
Is that more of a challenge or just a different challenge?
Yeah, just different. Yeah, it's just different. Every week's a challenge, and every week's a different challenge. And so this one's just it's a little unusual when you've played a team that recently. But, we worked hard on the Miami game. We think we put a lot into that game. The things that showed up in the game showed up in it. There are a lot of things that we prepared for that didn't show up in it that may come up this time, particularly if those situations present themselves differently than they did in this game 2 weeks ago.
Bill, Dwayne Allen was pretty hard on himself at the beginning of the season. It seems like he's hit a stride in the past month or so. Would you agree with that, and why do you think he's been able to kind of carve out his role?
Well, I think everybody on the team's improved over the course of the year. I hope we have. We've spent a lot of time, a lot of practices, and had a number of games. So I don't think anybody's where they wanted to be. If you look back a couple of months ago, coaches, players, the team, anybody. So we've all continued to work hard and address the things that we can do better, try to find a way to improve them, and that's been true across the board. I mean, you say that about me, the coaching staff, and probably every player too.
As it relates to Dwayne, what is he?
Dwayne works hard. He does whatever we ask him to do. He works very hard at it, whatever his role is. His role in the Tampa game was different than his role in the game before, and however it turns out. Sometimes we're in more three-receiver sets, sometimes more two-receiver sets, sometimes it's a fullback, sometimes it's a fullback and two tight ends. Sometimes it's two tight ends. So he's ready to go and always prepared and always works hard at his job, tries to get it right. We all make mistakes. We all correct them. Try to do better the next time. He's embraced that.
But when it comes to Kenyon Drake, You mentioned he was obviously kind of the feature guy last week for them. How does his skill set maybe differ from Williams?
I mean, they're both good. Both catch the ball well. Can play on all three downs. Drake's fast. He doesn't need a lot of space, and he gets into the open field. And he makes a lot of yards in a hurry. Showed real good patience in the long run last week. Just kind of, you know, waiting it out and finding a crease and then exploding through it. So I think that his explosiveness, his vision, and his patience are all good, like strong points as a runner.
What have you seen from Will Tye since he signed him to the practice squad a couple months ago?
Athletic. Improved a lot. You know, we've asked him to do some things that he's worked on, and he's shown good improvement in. He's a big guy that can run and catch, and, you know, has presence on the line of scrimmage to block. So he's done a good job.
Is there always kind of some uncertainty when you sign a guy to the practice squad who has so much NFL experience, maybe just about how he'll react to being on a practice squad?
I mean, I guess there's a little bit of an evaluation of everybody that you bring onto your team in any capacity, whether it's onto the roster, onto the practice squad, or how that player fits in and how he accepts or adjusts to his role on this team. I don't really know what it was on another team, even if you know what it was. You know, he played this position or that position, but it's still everybody's role is different. So how a player fits into this organization, this team, this, in his case, offense, special teams, so forth, that's all kind of to be determined once you can put him into it and evaluate it. But he's done well.
Coach, some of the players that we've talked to in the past have mentioned how there's a little maybe more juice to playing on Monday Night Football. Does that come into play for coaches at all? Do you think about what you're going to wear? Do you take more time doing your hair?
Yeah. I think that's obvious. Yeah, it's the only game. It's the only game in town that night. And, everybody's watching, so a lot of excitement on Monday night. Great, it's usually a great energy, a great crowd. I'm sure there will be in Miami. There almost always is on Monday night. Teams, players are excited. Teams are excited. It's a division game. Sure, it'll be great energy, great atmosphere. It's always good to play in those kind of environments.
Lawrence, guys, how well has he done just learning this defense? The Shadow's been in a couple different teams, a couple different defenses. How has he done when it comes to learning the scheme?
Yeah, good. He picks things up well. I think he's in really a good place in the spring after he had a chance to go through the installation of whatever it was, 9-10 days, however long that was, of learning the different fronts and some moves that we have from those fronts, different stunts and blitzes and so forth. And then training camp, actually going out and be able to execute the techniques in a full speed type of tempo rather than not doing that in the spring, but that was an opportunity to play double team blocks and play cutoff blocks and base blocks and rush the passer and so forth. So that's really the second stage for those guys, is the learning what to do, and then there's the actual doing it against another offensive lineman. So, but he's been great. He's really been great. Knows his job, works hard at it. Communicates well, understands what the offense is doing, has a good awareness of blocking schemes and tendencies and so forth. He's an experienced player. He's been in a good system with Baltimore. Was well coached there. He has a good awareness, good skill set.
Here to play in South Florida, going from like cold to warm at times in the past. I think going to the bubble and turn up the heat. I mean, does that have any value whatsoever? Or is that something you discussed this week?
Yeah, we could do that. It's like you're talking about the middle of December. We've been playing football for a long time at a pretty high level, competing hard. So I don't know that one day anywhere is going to, if that's all there was to it, I mean, I think you need the other 12 weeks, right? So do we feel like it's best to prepare for the game? But if we did it differently, we'd do the best we could with whatever that situation was. It's always good to be outside. It's good to be out on the grass, good to deal with the elements. And whether we play in them this week or not, we'll eventually play in them. So there's a cumulative effect there.
Bill, you mentioned the game plan. I'm just wondering how much that changes when you don't have a guy like Rob in the lineup.
Well, every week you deal with the players that you have available and the opponent you're playing. You put it together and figure it out. It's the same every week.
Dominican seems that obviously he's been in the league for a long time. Just how rare a guy is that, just in the middle of the defensive.
Yeah, he's a pretty special talent. He's not always in the middle of the line. Now, last week they put him out on the end on that overload front. He caused some problems out there. So they moved around more this year than probably than they did last year. So he's normally on our right, but not always. He's on left plenty, and he's even at end on some snaps. They've even stood him up a few times, and not really as a linebacker, but stood him up so that it didn't declare as clearly exactly where he is or what the front was. So identifying him and you know, making sure that, you know, we have that right, I mean, that's one thing. The harder part of it is actually getting him blocked. He's explosive, very strong, has a good get-off, and pursues well. He makes a number of plays down the field, screen passes or runs that cut back on. But he's a very talented player. He's an impressive guy. His efforts, you know, in last year against us, he made two or three plays. One I remember is like 17 yards downfield, you know, chasing a ball carrier, making a play, you know, well down the field. So, yeah, he's a tough guy to handle.
Eric
Rowe
get some snaps on Sunday. Just how pleased are you in general with your cornerback depth this time here?
Well, it's in this league, everybody's got great receivers. Miami's got a lot of them. So the more good players you have, the better. And that's really the key to coaching, is having good players. And you need them at every position. But this week is a big week for corners. Receivers these guys have, it's a lot of 11 personnel. And they have great depth at that position, including Thomas, who's a tight end, but he's a receiving tight end, a very good receiving tight end. And Drake, or Williams, whoever it is. Those guys are very good pass-receiving backs, so you kind of can't have too many.
Apologies on that. That was like me with your car clock there. I can't figure it out sometimes. So my apologies.
Accepted.
Coach Meyer passing Ron Meyer. Okay. I didn't know if you had any background with him.
No, not too much. I think Dante did, but no, not too much. Sorry to hear that.
But when it comes to Landry, one of those receivers you're talking about, what kind of stress does he put on a defense after the catch?
Yeah, it's huge. After the catch, punt returns, same thing. Very dangerous, hard guy to tackle. He's super competitive player, but strong, has good balance, good quickness. He can make people miss, but he's a very hard guy to tackle. He breaks a lot of tackles, probably as many as any receiver in the league. And he's targeted probably more than any receiver in the league. So he gets the ball a lot, and he's really hard to tackle. He makes a lot of yards. after the catch on his own. So both tackling, actually wrapping up and tackling is an issue, but also leverage because he has good vision. He can cut back against the grain and make people avoid in the open field and that kind of thing. So keeping our leverage on him, proper leverage on him, is critical as well. It's not just the tackling. It's not just the leverage. It's both.
We saw a couple weeks ago, we saw Jonathan Jones, I think, on him in coverage a decent amount. When it comes to somebody like Jonathan, obviously a younger player, how much of what you put on his plate on game day is based on practice versus, or do you need to see him compete in game situations before you maybe load more onto his plate?
I think we're probably past that with him. He's played quite a bit of football for us, and I'd say quite a bit of good football for us. So we have a lot of confidence in John. John's made a lot of plays for us, made a lot of plays in the kicking game. He's a tough kid. He's out there every day, and he plays some tough spots. He's a penetrator on the kickoff team, gunner on the punt team. He's right in the middle of the action. So I don't think his toughness, competitiveness, or ability to cover is – we have a lot of confidence in him. He always supports that confidence with very competitive performance. He plays hard. He's a tough kid.
You mentioned Sue's ability to make plays downfield. It seems like that's one of the characteristics of Malcolm Brown, too.
Malcolm plays with good effort and hustles. And a lot of times for those defensive tackles, there's a lot of guys that don't make those plays, and there's a few that do that run well enough, that can cover enough space to get out there. A lot of times those can be plays that save you a lot of yardage. I mean, if they get there, somebody else has probably missed them, or the guy's cut back or something and gotten into space, and then that player is able to fill up that space and make the play and keep it from being a really big play. So Malcolm runs well and pursues down the line well, plays on his feet. He's not on the ground very much. So if you're on your feet and you're running to the ball and you're getting closer to it, then eventually you're going to get there.
Last time with these guys, Coach, there was some talking back and forth, and I guess this applies to last week too, but do you ever feel like it's time to remind the guys about keeping their cool during the game or staying composed? Do you ever have to talk about that?
Yeah, that's important for us. Yep, that's important every week. It's a competitive game. There's a lot of motion out there. As a coach, I got to do a better job of that.
Final question?
How big of a fine would you levy on Reese for?
Yeah, we'd have to go to the rules on that one. See if we could. I don't think it would be a suspension.
Different salaries.
Maybe a slap on the wrist. Yeah. Slap on the wrist. That'll get me like maybe 10 lates for a press conference. Something like that. All right, good. Great. Okay, thank you.